On today's show, Volkswagen's diesel scandal is turning into a goldmine for Toyota hybrids in Europe. We get a peek at Infiniti's concept car that will debut at the Detroit Auto Show. And the resale value of electric cars is about as bad as it can get. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. Hello and welcome to 2017. Happy New Year to everybody. This is Autoline Daily, the show for those of us who consider the automotive industry to be the most important industry in the world. Thanks to Volkswagen's diesel scandal, Toyota's bet on hybrids is really paying off in Europe. Bloomberg reports that Toyota's hybrid sales in the region were close to 40% of all its sales in 2016. They're becoming so popular that Toyota expects that hybrids will account for more than half of its sales in Europe by the end of the decade. Fleet operators are especially turning away from diesels in favor of hybrids because the residual value of diesel cars is dropping fast. The Detroit Auto Show is right around the corner, and that's where the Infiniti QX50 concept crossover will debut. While Infiniti calls it a concept, we say sure looks pretty close to production, and it carries over many of the design cues from the QX30 and QX60. This midsize CUV will be the first vehicle we see with the automaker's autonomous driving system called ProPilot. You may remember, this technology made its debut in Japan in the Nissan Serena minivan earlier this year. The QX50 also debuts Infiniti's variable compression turbo engine, which varies compression from 8 to 1 to 14 to 1 by adjusting the length of the piston stroke in the cylinder. Infiniti says that gives it the power of a 2-liter turbo with similar fuel economy to a diesel. If the price of a new electric car is enough to make you gag, check out the used ones. Nissan Leafs, with just 30,000 to 40,000 miles on them, are going for as little as $9,000. The Fiat 500e is even cheaper. Used ones are going down the auction lanes for just over $4,000. That translates into a retail price of around $6,500 on used car lots. You know, when EV proponents talk about how cost-effective EVs are, they never talk about the depreciation. Hey, we'll be back right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Autoline's going to be at the CES show in Las Vegas this week, and we'll be bringing you coverage from the show floor this coming Thursday. Automakers continue to announce a flurry of technologies as they move into the market for mobility services. FCA is teaming up with Google to integrate FCA's Uconnect infotainment system with Google's Android operating system. Volvo is teaming up with Microsoft to bring Skype into its 90 series cars. It says people will be able to view their upcoming meetings and participant details with one click on the center display. I don't know about you, but that sure sounds like a recipe for driver distraction. Volkswagen just announced it bought a company from Vancouver, Canada called Pay by Phone. Just as the name sounds, it lets you pay for a parking spot with your phone. And Nuance is adding artificial intelligence to its voice recognition system for cars. Up to now, voice recognition in cars has been pretty bad. That's because the car has to process all that info. But voice recognition in phones goes to the cloud, where there's much more processing power. Hopefully, by adding AI, your car will get a lot better at understanding you when you talk about it. We're going to have a lot more technology news on Thursday as we bring you the latest from the floor at CES. Speaking of technology, lots of people complain today's cars have too much technology in them. But Toyota says its parking technology can really pay off. It conducted a survey in Japan and found that vehicles equipped with its intelligent clearance sonar, or ICS system, reduced pedal misapplication accidents by 70%, and accidents related to reversing by about 40%. ICS is part of Toyota's parking assist system. It uses sonar to detect obstacles and helps prevent collisions caused by rapid acceleration when the driver hits the wrong pedal. It's all part of Toyota's goal to eliminate traffic deaths and injuries. The United States imports 3.7 million cars and trucks from 21 different countries in the world. It's a key part of the U.S. trade deficit. But the U.S. auto industry now exports about 2.7 million vehicles to 150 countries. Some of those markets are pretty small, like the 54 cars that were shipped to Iceland. But the biggest markets are Canada, China, Mexico, Germany, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia, and in that order. U.S. exports are now 2.5 times greater than they were coming out of the Great Recession. Amazingly, no one seems to have noticed this change, especially the part about China being the second largest export market. Coming up next, a look at why the Chevy Bolt EV is one of the finalists for Car of the Year.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Next week at the Detroit Auto Show, we're going to find out which vehicles won the North American Car, the North American Truck, and the North American Utility of the Year Awards. On Autoline this week, some of my fellow NACTOY jurors discuss those finalists, and in the following clip, they discuss why the Chevy Bolt EV is probably going to win Car of the Year.
Well, I think it is a game changer, the fact that they beat Tesla to market. They made the car affordable.
Tesla's small car to market, that is.
Yeah, the Model 3.
Yeah.
But the fact is, it's going to be available across the country. I think they did a great job. They got to market quickly with a product that we don't know if consumers are going to want, but tell you what, the price is going to be right. If you want an electric plug-in, the price is great. There's dealers all across the country. You can get it repaired, so I give them thumbs up on that. It's a neat car. It's really neat. When it comes to market and you get one in your dealer, you should go take one for a drive.
Matt, your thoughts on the Bolt EV?
Lauren said, it really is a game changer thanks to the range and the affordability factor. I think that Chevrolet has made a big commitment in this area. They stepped up. You know, there's not a lot of Bolts around, but they made sure that a lot of the jurors got through the vehicle, and we were impressed with the way it drove and handled and even looks. I mean, it's got basically a compact car or almost mid-sized car interior in a very compact footprint. So it's certainly up there.
Additional thoughts, Mark?
The chief engineer says they didn't set out to make a great electric car. They set out to make a great car. And I think that's what they did. And the fact that it's also an electric car that has a 238-mile range and is affordable for most people, I mean, the price puts it in the heart of the market. That is, you know, as Lauren said, a potential game changer. This is the vehicle that, you know, stands a chance of being the one that demonstrates how close are people to being ready to use electric vehicles in everyday use in large numbers of buyers.
To find out what my fellow jurors have to say about the other finalists, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. But that's it for today's report. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.